through the good times and through the bad times. Update. Your talking newspaper. Keeping you connected.
So, a very warm welcome to the opening segment of Update Talking News Stoke and North Staffordshire for June the 13th, 2025. It's fabulous to have you back with us, and I hope you've had an amazing month so far. Well, a couple of weeks, because we haven't been gone that long, have we? And you're having an eventful spring, sort of almost springboard into the summer. And currently we do aim to get the service out via the USB pouch service around every 2 to 3 weeks, with an occasional overlap due to volunteer availability and sometimes situations that are outside our control, like illnesses or the Royal Mail delays. Now, the next edition is going to be July the 2nd, 2025. If you use the pouch service, try and get your pouches back to us by around the 30th of June, if you would like those editions sending out to you, or that edition. So content is available on our website at updatestoke.org. It's also available via the Wireless for the Blind talking newspaper app on tablet or smartphone. And it's available on Amazon Alexa and Google. And if you would like to access it on one of those, please do get in touch on the number that I'll give you shortly. And I can guide you through the process. Now, if you need any help whatsoever with either of these services, or anything at all to do with Update, then please do give us a call. The phone number is 07500 870 689, and I will guide you through the process. If you know of anyone who would like to listen to Update Talking News Stoke who doesn't already, please do spread the word. I'm sure there's people who you know who perhaps don't listen, who may want to. And if there is something that we don't offer which you think that they may benefit from, which they'd like to listen to, can be anything whatsoever, even if it's a wild idea, please do let us know about it, and possibly we can start producing some new content that tailors your needs. And please do let us know any thoughts about that. Also, if you know anyone at all with a little spare time, perhaps who's retired or given up a job, or perhaps just wants something to do for a couple of hours a week, then we are looking for new volunteers. So please do recommend us to them and get them to get in touch on that phone number, which is 07500 870 689. Or you can also email us, and that is updatetnstoke, and that's at gmail.com. Now, we're also asking anyone who decides to switch from USB sticks and machines to any of the new services to return your equipment to us and to let us know who you are. A name and address would be really, really helpful. And if you can afford to make a contribution of a donation of £25 to help with additional costs. And this is the same if you need a new player replacing as well, as equipment's gone very expensive now and we do need a little bit of help towards that. The addition of things like Alexa and Google does mean a few changes around the availability of content. So certain things are only available on our website and the pouch service that we send the sticks out via. So Staffordshire Sight Loss are sharing content links when available on Facebook and Twitter. They also run a whole host of social groups and get-togethers. And I've got some information here about what is actually coming up in June. And also, I do need to mention that the Hanley Resource Centre, which was on the ground floor, it has now been relocated to floor 2 of the same building. And you can follow the path to the right of the building, press number 9 on the large silver intercom. And please advise if you would like support to access floor 2. You can also ring the phone number, which is 07931 327018. So some of the things that are coming up from Staffordshire Sight Loss is that they have the Braille class. It's at the SSL Resource Centre and Community Room, which is on floor 2, and this is accessible by lift or stairs, and it's every Monday from 10:30 till 12 p.m. And the next ones are going to be the 16th, the 23rd and the 30th of June. So the Hanley Resource Hub, which is every Tuesday And it's going to be open, the next one's the 17th and the 24th of June, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And this is floor 2 also of the forecourt, 12 Albion Street, and you can access it by lift or stairs. Now, there's a radio show which is available to listen to on rainbowfm.live, or you can enable Rainbow FM skill on your Alexa. And this is 8 till 9 p.m. And this is every Thursday, and the next ones are going to be the 19th and the 26th of June, and it's repeated on Sunday from 11 till 12 a.m., which I think it might be 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., I think. And then it's repeated Sundays, and the next ones are going to be the 15th, 22nd and 29th. Now, the Newcastle Social Group Community Junction Cafe is at St. Andrew's Place. This is the second Wednesday of each month, and we've lost that now. But then there will be one the second Wednesday of July if you want to take part in that. But I wanted to mention it exists. So Leek Social Group and Resource Hub is at the Salvation Army. This is Salisbury Street, ST13 5EE. And this is accessible by lift or stairs. It's the second Friday of each month. And the next one is the 14th of June, but then it will be the second Friday of July. So Biddulph Social Group and the Resource Hub is at Biddulph Town Hall. It's ST8 6AR. It's the third Friday of each month. And the next one is next Friday, the Friday the 20th of June. And that is 10:30 till 2 p.m. Hanley Social Group is the last Thursday of each month. The next one is Wednesday the 25th of June. This is at Floor 2 in the community room, and this is 10:30 till 12 p.m. The Silent Lost Ladies Group, which meets every other month, and the next meeting was the 5th of June, so that's gone now, but I wanted to tell you that it exists. That also takes place at floor 2 in the community room, and the next one will be the beginning of August. And the activity group on the first Tuesday of each month has gone as well, but that was Chair Boogie with Mika from Art Brazil. And outings that are coming up, there's the Summer Celebration events, which is at the Quarter at Pop Bank, Stoke, afternoon tea with a 40s themed singer, and bar will be open to purchase alcoholic drinks. This takes place on Friday the 27th of June. Tickets are £19.95. Booking is required. Information about the activities and outings can be obtained by calling the office on 07931327018. And continuing, there's also the Mitchell Arts Centre in Hanley are offering regular craft activities and audio-described films. And the next dates are the next audio-described film will actually be audio-described by me, by yours truly, on the 17th of June, and that's going to be Greece. I can't wait to be talking about that for you and sort of describing it and trying to make it fun and a bit more accessible. Please do call the office if you do plan to attend any of these, and the number is 07931327018. There's also an Optilec product demonstration and advice day. That's next Tuesday, the 17th of June, where you can meet with Optilec Low Vision Specialist Consultant at Staffordshire Sightless Association. You can gain hands on experience with low vision aids such as electronic magnifiers, reading machines, desktops, the Orcam, and a lot more. Appointments are available between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And to book an appointment, you need to call 0800 145 6115, or you can email Sarah at optilec.co.uk. And we shall have some more events and information for you about Staffordshire Sight Loss in a few weeks' time at the beginning of July, where hopefully we'll give you some listings for the next month coming up. And if you need to contact them, their phone number again is 07931327018. You can call, text or WhatsApp, and you can also email hello at ssla.org.uk. And you can also Google Staffordshire Sight Loss and gain access to their website, which has a whole host of resources. So our readers this week are myself, Liz Anuta. We have Liz covering poems for Jean and Cliff bringing you the sport. We also have Uta's one and only snippets. And there's two quizzes, Liz bringing you her one and only quiz. And then we've got Timbo's trivia for you at the start of the edition coming up shortly. And then we'll have the answers in the entertainment segment. And Liz's quiz is in local news and features. In the entertainment segments, we have the best of what's on at the cinema, and we've got a theatre review for you of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. We've got a theatre review of Boys from the Black Stuff. We've got some theatre previews for you. We've also got an Audible book preview and a musical interlude. We're taking a little break from the best of the TV, radio, film and stream highlights, but they will be back at the beginning of July. And at the end of the edition, we've got two editions of In Touch from Peter White and BBC Radio 4. If there is any content that we're not currently offering for you that you would like to hear, always get in touch and you can give me a call or text on 07500 870 689. Now, I hope you're having a good year so far and you're in good spirits. You're not too depressed with the state of the world, all the cutbacks and everything that's going on around the world that depresses us, things like every day we're hearing something about what's going on with Trump in America and the war with Russia and Ukraine, the wielding of the sword by a current government with all the benefit cuts and all the cutbacks and the cost of living crisis with things, everything now. It's not just supermarkets, which I've gone on about for the last year, but it's absolutely everything from trains to hotels to taxis to insurance. Everything you can possibly think of is going up, and we don't seem to be getting more money to live on, do we? Which is a bit of a problem. Also, if you're feeling a bit down or getting a bit lonely, why not reach out to a friend or family member that you've not spoken to for a while, or someone in your life that you can always depend on that perhaps you've lost touch with, and have a nice phone call or arrange to meet for a walk, a lunch or a coffee. And also a reminder that please, please be aware of scams this June and July, mainly because they're popping up in text at your door, WhatsApp, email, through the post and on the telephone. And if you're ever, ever in doubt, always ask somebody and don't give somebody money. I hope that you all had a nice couple of weeks and perhaps you're looking forward to something nice, a nice treat coming up, perhaps a holiday or a break to look forward to. If you do need any help or support whatsoever, please do get in touch and we'll try and help whatever way we can. And we can also refer you to a whole host of other services and support mechanisms. So please do get in touch if you need any help. And we're also able to help with things like using entertainment services like Netflix and Amazon with audio description and talking book services. And if you ever need any advice about audio description, then I'm the person to speak to. So please do give me a call. And that number is 07500 870 689. We are currently pursuing funding streams and we are funded by Awards for All from the National Lottery, but it only goes so far. So if you could ever help with a donation, or if you're thinking of leaving some money in a will because you've been really happy with a service that you have received, then please do think of update if you've been happy with what we've offered you over the years. And we do ask for a contribution for replacement players of at least £25 to help towards the costs. I hope you always find a way to lift your spirits whenever you need to. And if you do need to get in touch about anything, then you can email us. That's updatetnstoke@gmail.com. And you can also give us a call on 07500 870 689. I'd like to take another opportunity to thank you so much for listening and supporting us. And a big thank you to all those who have donated. A special, special thanks to all the volunteers and trustees who give up their time to keep updating going. And I hope you do enjoy the range of features and information that we've got for you this week. And through all things, keep smiling through, and I hope you enjoy our edition for June the 13th, 2025. So keep listening, because we are going to have Timbo's trivia next, and then we're going to go into local news and features.